From the Shepherd House International in Georgetown, Guyana, Bishop Victor Collins Asabre, anointed by God, will inspire you with rare and down-to-earth but provoking teachings from the Word of God to love the Lord deeply and to devote yourself to His work. Discover how God can change your life and ministry forever. Now, here is Bishop Collins.
Let's pray. Thank God for tonight. Thank God for bringing us together in His house tonight. Thank God, somebody. Lift up your voice. Thank God. Say, thank you for bringing me to your house. Bible says that if He does not draw us nigh, we can never come to Him. Pray. Speak to the Lord tonight. This few minutes we have in His presence, thank Him. Thank Him. Commit your mind, commit your heart before God also. Ask the Lord to minister to your mind, affect your mindset, affect your heart. The mindsets that fight against the plans and the will of God. Pray. The Lord will speak to your mind tonight. Speak to your heart tonight. Kebos, kebrendes, rakata, barandes. Rekabaraba suburomo kibrindis rakabaraba shatabarabadas rekebe bendere me kibris kibrindere manamba satarabaraba. We open our minds to you. We avail our minds and our hearts to God. Speak into our minds. Speak into our hearts. Kalonus leke brindis kabrandas lekeberebe shitabaraba londoromo sendes rakabaraba satarabadade ramamando sitemene me kibrindere me keria rababa. Baba satabara baba keria baba reboro shitebere karia baba mama mandere me kebreske brendere rama mama sitabara baba baba karia baba rebe sitebere me kabra baba basotoromo rike bere bebe sama kabra baba rakaba satara baba. Pray, keep on praying. Your mind, your heart, release it. The Lord speaking to it tonight. Speaking to it tonight. May my mind and my heart be that good ground. That good ground. So I'll be fruitful. So I will be fruitful. So I will be fruitful. Rekebe. Sitirebe. Rakabaraba. Rasatabarababa. Nirebe sitirebe. Mandaraba. Makaraba. Rekebo sitirebe. Mara nirebe sitabarababa. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name. Lelo sitebere kabra baba. Hallelujah to your name. Father, tonight we acknowledge the cross. Remember the blood that was shed on it. Remember our Savior. He came down from heaven, lived among us, served, sacrificed his life. Through the death on the cross, we are who we are today. We cannot forget it. And therefore, we thank you for bringing us together. I pray indeed you speak to our minds, speak to our spirits. Let us not leave your presence the same as we came. In Jesus' name, and somebody said amen. Hallelujah. You may please be seated. Deuteronomy chapter 8. So Christian virtue service, the name is very important because we want to learn Christian virtue or Christian virtues, isn't it? Because many, many people get saved and they don't practice Christianity. That is why you see people do all kinds of things in their lives, even though they say they are born again and they've given their heart to Jesus. So it's very important that you are taught how to behave as a Christian. And it's very important you are taught as a Christian, because many people are not taught how to be what they become. To be a wife, not many people are taught to become wives. You just find a fella, you find a man, and for what many of us Guyanese ladies know to do is just the waist. Right? But the husband and marriage is not just waist. In fact, one of the few, the most unimportant thing in marriage is the waist. Waste doesn't talk. Waste doesn't bring money, unless you go and start. You get it. So you have to understand that when you get saved, you have to be taught. And if you are not taught, you can't make yourself proud like a cocoon or a turkey. You know a turkey? You can't, if you are not taught, you can't rise up and make yourself like you are all that when you are nothing. Do you get it? And so the longer the teaching you receive, the better you get in the Lord. Can I have an email from somebody who understands what I'm saying? Yeah. Many people are not taught. Many people don't understand a lot of things. And so they behave anyhow. And of course, if you don't understand a lot of things, you behave anyhow in your Christian life. All right? So one of the things that I'm going through on these Christian Virtue Nights is the subject remembrance. Isn't it? We spoke about remembrance. We started, was it last week we started? Yeah. In Deuteronomy chapter 8, it's very, very important to remember. Remember. You see, and the lack of remembrance comes from the lack of recognition. Should I say it again? Prince, you're welcome back from your short vacation. We missed you on Sunday, man. I mean, church is never the same when you're not around. Yeah. Is happy that you are back to the yeah, she was lonely on Sunday. Did you see how her face was on Sunday? All right. So the lack of recognition is what kicks in forgetfulness. You can forget when you don't recognize what you have been through or what you have experienced. You see, when a poor person gets money and they spoil, they waste their money, it is because you forgot that poverty is not a nice thing at all. It's like you have now risen up to dispute the fact that if you don't have money, it's not a problem, it's okay. Meanwhile, you are suffering in those days when you didn't have money. Now, when you get money now, then you forget, you fail to recognize the fact that not having money is a very, very, serious point in your life. Yeah. But then when you get money now, then you forget. It means that you lack recognition. You fail to recognize the importance of money in life. When you lose your mother, you lose your father. That is when sometimes people begin to recognize that my mother was very, very valuable to me. My father was very, very valuable to me. It's because when she was alive, when he was alive, you fail to recognize the importance and the input of such a person in your life. And so the scripture says here that all the commandments which I command thee this day shall you observe. Will you observe? Many people don't even know the Bible to observe. Yeah, they just live their lives just as they feel. So be careful to obey all the commands I'm giving you today. Then you will live and multiply, and you will enter and occupy the land the Lord swore to give your ancestors. Remember how the Lord your God, remember, it's the Bible. I'm preaching from the Bible. I mean, that's as God should prepare your mind and your heart, because it's the Bible I'm preaching. But remember how the Lord your God led you through the wilderness for 40 years. Hey, how can you be through something for 40 years and it doesn't leave a mark on your life? It would be very unfortunate that you'll be through something for years and then one day you get up and you say, I don't remember anything. All of a sudden, remembrance is gone. All of a sudden, the 40 years that you have been through that thing doesn't matter, doesn't mean anything anymore. You got to be a liar. You got to be a very, very wicked person who does not recognize years of God's encounter, years of God's provision, years of God's company, years of God's healing, years of God's mighty hand, years and years of God's presence in your life. You got to be a very wicked person. You got to be a very wicked person. You got to be a very wicked person.
to not recognize that this thing has been a blessing to me, and therefore I stay with it. So he says that, remember the 40 years that the Lord led you, humbling you and testing you to prove your character and to find out whether or not you would obey his commands. You go to same chapter, verse 18. The Bible says, but thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth. Remember the Lord your God. Remember. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant which he sware unto thy fathers, as it is this. You go to chapter 15 and verse 15 again in Deuteronomy. The scripture says, and thou shalt remember that thou was a bondman in the land of Egypt, and the Lord thy God redeemed thee. Therefore, I command thee this thing today. Why it is important to remember? Why it is important to remember? That's what we're looking at. Number one was what? It makes you what? Remembrance makes you grateful to God. Makes you grateful to God. You have to understand why you have to be grateful to God, because you are going to go to hell. Many people forget that they were going to hell, you know. All of us were going to hell. And hell is real. I find it very, 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 very interesting when people say they don't believe in hell. When you don't know everything in life. That is why we should believe in the Bible, because the Bible tells us that there's heaven and there's hell. That for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And so it is not what you think the situation is. It is what it is. You see, and when you are grateful to God, everything else doesn't matter. If you are grateful to God, if you remember your salvation and you're grateful to God, then it means that no matter the problem, your gratitude is intact. When you're grateful to God, nothing can keep you away from God and from church. That's what it is. If you are grateful to somebody, there's nothing that a person will do that will even put you off, because your gratitude will override the challenges that will come. That's something many of you girls don't know how to be married. When I hear some of the problems of beloved, because Salo has changed it tonight, so I'm going to say that, yeah. Yeah. I'm saying that when I hear some of the issues of the beloved, the official boyfriends and girlfriends in the church, I see how ignorant many of these girls are. And some of you wives also. Yeah. No, because you think that you are the only one around. That's what you think. You think you're the only one around. That's why. You see, if there's a ring on your finger, then you can misbehave. Even that one, we can take it away. Who said we can't take it away? Yeah. So when you see a young girl who, a young boy has so promising, has chosen that I want to marry you, and you see how the young girl behaves, you see depravity, you see ignorance at its highest level. Yeah, you see the ignorance at its highest level, because you are not. Who do you think you are? Who do you think you are? Ah, do we have many? Who do you think you are? What makes you think that you are all that? And so when someone tells me the problems, my diagnosis is that the girl is ignorant. those who are ignorant. Because if it wasn't the church, you'll be somewhere, somebody will be doing something else to you. If it wasn't Jesus, you know all the official, all the things you are getting, the attention and the counseling and the time, you will not get all of that. You will not get it. He has beginning to give people's boy children problems already. You're so early. You've not even done your AIDS test yet. For us to know whether you are HIV positive or negative. Oh my God. You should look at you. How childish and immature you are. Yeah. Your antibodies, your sickle cell, they say come back next week for your results. So you have not even qualified for marriage counseling. No, you should be humble. You are not taught in your society as a girl to be humble to a man. That's why you're behaving the way you're behaving. See, gratitude makes you behave differently. And I see that many young girls who have been chosen by some of the guys that they want to spend the rest of their lives with you are not grateful. You think that it is your right, or I mean, you could do better without them. You wait and see. You should ask the 30 plus year olds in the church. They'll tell you their story. Yeah. Your clock will be ticking, I tell you. 1, 2, 1, 2. yeah. No, I'm preaching about remembrance. I'm saying that it's a Christian virtue. Samantha, it's a virtue because a Christian recognizes things and remembers them, never forgets them. That's what a Christian does. A Christian remembers, and he is grateful when he remembers. Officer Harry, are you with me? He's grateful when he remembers. That's why forgetting is very, very dangerous. Because forgetting or forgetfulness makes you not remember. And if it doesn't make you remember, then you become ungrateful. And there are many ungrateful human beings working on the surface of the earth for what God has done for them, for keeping them alive, for watching care over them, for giving them food to eat, for giving them the life they have. Many individuals are ungrateful to the God of heaven. So remembrance makes you grateful to God. Yeah. You know, I would recommend that wives and beloved, you should maybe once a week or once a month, you should, when you cook, you say, oh, I made this food because I'm grateful you married me. You didn't hear it well. Okay, I'll say it again. I'm saying that wives and beloveds, once a month or so, when you cook, it should be a special meal. Remembrance meal. Remembrance meal. And then when you cook it and you serve it, then you say, sweetie, please, I have something to say. This meal is a special meal for you because I remember all the girls in the church. You chose me. And so today's meal, the menu, today's menu is remembrance meal. Remembrance meal. That's today's menu. Yeah, special. And then there's a particular day in a night in the month also that you wear special gadgets. And I say, tonight I present to you my gratitude. No, you have to do things that will make you remember. When your wedding day comes, you see, when your wedding day comes, those of you who are going to get married here, I'll do this to you, I promise you. I'll tell the girl, look around and see whether someone will be more beautiful than you. But they are not here. Kiss the boy and let's go away. Kiss him and let's go away. Kiss properly. Hold him well.
Stop that rough there.
You should ask your aunties who don't have no man. Ask them, you see. Ask them aunties. Ask them aunties. And those big sisters. A big auntie. Yeah. Because you will never know it's true until it happens to you when you live your life without a husband, without a man. Never underestimate the presence of a man in your house with you. I never estimate that. You'd be a foolish woman to underestimate that. Unless you are doing that for the sake of God. And then, so if you do that for the sake of God, how are you going to make it? Amazon.com. Amazon.com. You have to be a shareholder in Jeff Bezos' business. Yeah. So remembrance makes you grateful to God. What's number two? Sorry? Remembrance makes you accommodate others. Some people don't accommodate people at all in their lives. Yeah? And it's true. Our society, our culture here in Guyana, we don't accommodate people. We don't. So when we come to the church, the people in the church are nothing to us, because even in our personal lives, our families and all, there's no accommodation among us as we grow up. So when you grow up, we come into the church, accommodation is not something you are used to. Yeah, that's why you can't be a shepherd over somebody. That's why you can't pastor somebody well, because you can't handle their things. And people have things, especially ignorant people, they have things. Hebrews chapter 5. Mr. Charlie, you remember this scripture? Hebrews chapter 5. Remembrance makes you accommodate us. For every high priest, whether you're a pope, whether you're a cardinal, whether you're a bishop, you're an apostle, you're a doctor, apostle, or whatever you are, for every high priest is taken from among men. You are still a man. Yeah. Be careful when God lifts you up a little bit. You know, your bishop is a bishop. Your bishop, I mean, bishop, you're a human being. You do number two. Bishops do number two. Yeah, you become a bishop, it doesn't mean that there's some supernatural provision made that you don't do number two. And it has the same fragrance like anybody else. Yeah. Yes. So for every high priest is taken from among men. And that's what people also don't understand. Why this person has become this. Because it is those people who become that. God chooses normal people, ordinary people. Yeah, he chooses ordinary men. And makes them preachers. Yeah, ordinary people. People don't understand why God will bring a foreigner from somewhere to become a pastor here and be doing the things that we are doing. You think you are God? God is not like you. Because if God was like you, we would not have chance in this world here. Yeah, see all the people who are jealous about us and what we are doing here by the grace of God. Where did he come from? He's an African. What are you? If I'm African, what are you? You are black. Okay, that's all right. Yeah. It's like if it was left to some people, you can't have no visa to come to Guyana to do anything. That's why you're not God. But it's taken from among men. It's ordained for men in things pertaining to God. Bible said that he may offer both gifts and sacrifices for sins. Who can have compassion on the ignorant? Hey, it's not very easy to deal with ignorant people, you know. It's not easy to deal with ignorant people. For as long as I have been a pastor in this country, we have always have snitches and spies in the church. People who come to church and they take messages outside.
From day one up till now. Yeah.
You can see the ignorance. There's nothing that is said from this pulpit that is not serious and doesn't make sense. As long as you live your life in a certain way, you'll be an example to others. We will mention your name. Don't you see the Bible is full of people, examples of people who did well, people didn't do well? So why should the preaching be full of that? Your name shouldn't come in the preaching. Oh, please, then you should behave yourself. Even if you behave yourself, your name will come in the preaching for behaving yourself. So I don't know how you're going to escape. You want to go to a church where the pastor talks about things that doesn't affect you at all. That's why you sleep. When the pastor preaches and it doesn't pinch you, then you are sleeping. Then when you come to a church where the pastor preaches and it affects you, say, them people talking your name. So you are, why? Why are you at all? But the pastor, the minister, or the bishop, whoever it is, must have compassion on the ignorant and on them that are out of the way. So to be a minister, to be a pastor, so you can imagine how in your life you grew up not accommodating others. Then you become a pastor. And the scripture says, as a pastor, you need to have compassion on those who are ignorant among you and in your church. Who twist the things you are saying to mean something else. Who will tell us the offering that he's taking, he wants money. The people who are ignorant, people who misunderstand things and twist things and, you know, misconstrue things. The Bible says you should have compassion on those people. It's not a simple thing, you know. Because you have to remember that you being chosen, somebody accommodated you. God accommodated you in his kingdom.
You are accommodated in the kingdom of God. That's why you are where you are at. I'm telling you. If nobody deserves anything, then you also, you don't deserve anything. Then I also don't deserve anything. Are you with me? So remembrance will make you accommodate others. Number three, remembrance makes you what? Help others. Yes. If you remember the slavery, the bondage, how your life used to be. You see, and I think that is one of the most important points as we go on. It's because we forget or we don't remember what it means to be a sinner. That's why you can't tell others about hell and heaven. Because if you remember where you were heading to with your life, then when you meet somebody on the road, you ask them, Charlie, are you secured? Are you saved? Is Christ in your life? Because you would want to help others when you remember how you have been helped. So for those people who don't say anything about salvation, who don't teach people about anything, about where they are heading and whether there's heaven and hell and all of that, there are people who do not remember where they themselves were heading to. And it's very interesting how, because we care, you can remind your neighbor, have you gone for your money? And then you can't remember your neighbor about church or about Christ. Because they really, really care. It's fantastical how people put names on things that it's our own money. It's not our tax. Do you pay tax? Yeah, so it's our tax they are giving back to us. So, well, how do you care about people giving back to somebody? And it's only 90,000. What can 90,000 do? Karen, I don't know. Unless you have 12 children, 90 by 12. Those who have plenty of children, I'm sure it's Christmas for you. Yeah. Number four, remembrance makes you walk in your calling. Remembrance makes you walk in your calling. Deuteronomy 15:15, we read that. The Bible says, thou shalt remember that thou was a bondman in the land of Egypt. You were a bondman. You were a slave. Bondman means slave. Isn't it sad that people don't respect their calling? They're not grateful that it's not everybody who's called and chosen. And they forget and they leave.
It says, you see, as long as I am alive, I will always talk about those who are no more pastors in the church. I will never stop talking about it. Even when I'm dead, in my coffin, when we come around, I'll say it before I go. That'll be my last word before you put me in the grave. That's the last thing I'll say. And if you provoke me on my tombstone, I'll let you write. So anybody who comes, I will remember that it is one of the greatest mistakes you ever make in your life. After God has chosen you, God has called you and has chosen you to be a minister, and then you don't fulfill your ministry. It is because you've forgotten. I'm telling you. If I lose my calling now, God forbid, all the things I have, it will go away from me. Raphael? Oh, you don't think so? It's the calling of God that has given you Isla Penitence, where we kill demons and forces of darkness and principalities and we march over them. Yeah. Isla Penitence is our headquarters. Oh. That's where we rose up. Controversial, all kinds of things we became in this country. Yeah, Obia, all kinds of things that people used to say. Yeah. Right there, BBC is Freeman Street. Yeah. Police, but there's witches, all kinds of things. Yeah. That's how most of the scheme people came to church and became some people. A lot of scheme pastors around. Calvin is from the scheme. Look, Keith, he's from Cockrell Street. The scheme man is Mary. Merry Christmas is a scheme. He's a scheme man. Yeah, Phoebe is also a skin girl. Yeah. Glorified skin girl. Yeah. That's from Red Range. Yeah. God has polished them and presented them and given them a place. That is your calling. It should be very foolish to forget this road that you are on and go somewhere else. You lose everything. Yeah. No. Look at the things that has come into our lives. It's because of ministry. Yeah, I have this because of ministry. If I had not taken ministry serious or I've not followed the calling, I won't have what I have here. And it's for the record, there's no pastor. I don't know any church that sits on 9 acres of land. There's no church. It's not farm. It's not church farm. It's not highway land. This is the church. Sunday after Sunday, weekday after week. This is where we come to church. Not a place where once a week you go and then there's some mosquitoes and you sleep in hammock and all that. This is our abode. No, you ask around how many, you can call bishop, constable, how many of them have what we have here? Pop. Yeah. You can ask all of them. You see, that's you have to recognize things. Oh, it's not by people's name. Oh, it's not by Facebook pictures. Oh, it's by what you have on the ground. Jesus said, "It's by their fruits, not by their popularity. By what they have, you shall know them by their fruit." So if I'm wearing this my batakari today, and I'm walking around somewhere, I'm even riding a bicycle tomorrow morning somewhere, and you see me. Your head must be wrong with your head to say, hey, bye, you coming by? The bicycle does not take away what, by the grace of God, I have achieved because of ministry. No, I say this all the time because most people, and I've said it, if my name is on a list to be invited to preach in a church and Kestadin's name is on a list, they will choose Kestadin above me. I say it all the time. Yeah. He's an ambassador, right? Ambassador, yeah. They'll choose him above me. Why? Because he's more popular than me. But he doesn't have a church. He doesn't have a church. That's the truth of the matter. I wonder if he even belongs to a church. I don't know what he has. But if me and Castadina on a list of people to invite to your church. Oh, Collins Asabri, who is that? So no, Castadina, prefer Castadina. And that's how people's mind work. Because people don't know how to value people. They value people by social media. And I'm saying this to say, whatever I have, the people that I have, and I have good people, I have people who have been with me for years. People who have been with me for years. Faithful, serving, coming, going. I have people. And all of that is because of ministry. It's because of ministry. Because I can't forget who I was that God called me and placed me in the ministry. Let's read 1 Timothy chapter 1. Let's read it. Let me show you something. 1 Timothy chapter 1. Maxi, give me 1 Timothy chapter 1. Remembrance makes you follow your calling. Q, are you here? Large Community High School. It was green and brown. I used to come to your school to preach at your assembly. Right there in where is the school? Is it Durban? Is Durban somewhere or Meadowbrook or Durban Backlands? No, which part? Durban Backlands. Then I sent you to Bible school. You went to suffer. And Colette abused me. But she's still here today. It will be unfortunate if Q will forget, because the calling of God upon her life is what has brought her thus far. You disrespect it, life will also disrespect you. You have no right to any peaceful or any fulfilled life when you forget where God has brought you from and where he's taking you to. 1 Timothy chapter 1, are you there? Yeah. Max, you don't know what I'm looking for. I thought you were a Christian. You're not a Christian anymore. Yeah. 1 Timothy chapter 1. Is it chapter 1? Yeah. Is it 1 Timothy? It's 1 Timothy. Yeah, it has to be 1 Timothy. Master, do you know what I'm looking for? Who knows what I'm looking for? Yeah. 1 Timothy chapter 1. Yeah. Verse 11. 11 and 12. According to the glorious gospel of the blessed God, which was committed to my trust, and I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who has enabled me, for that he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry. How can you go away from this road of ministry? Pastors, are you there? And everybody who is here, who is not a pastor, must understand that to be a pastor is a glorious and it's a promotion. It's a promotion in life. I know our society, we don't respect pastors. Especially when you don't have titles, when you're not a bishop or you're not an apostle or you don't have them fancy titles. People don't respect you. You say, oh, you're a pastor. Pastor, oh, you're a pastor. Okay, pastor, okay. People like the apostles. People like prophets. They like prophets, apostle, or bishop. If you don't have that, people don't respect you. Pastor Michael, what's that? A little boy like you is a pastor, okay. People don't appreciate that. But this is what the Bible is saying. He says that he counted me faithful. Anybody who is in ministry, you have actually been assessed by God and you have been found faithful and he has put you in the ministry. How dare you leave ministry? How dare you? What will be your end? How will your life turn out when you leave ministry? You can put powder on your face. You can earn more money. You can dress up. You can drive a car. You can build a house. But if you leave ministry, you are good for nothing. You are good for nothing, I'm telling you. You are good for nothing if you leave ministry. You are good for nothing. Good for nothing. What else will sustain you and help you in this life but what God has called you to do? He said, he enabled me. He was disabled. And God enabled him because his eyes were closed. He was chasing Christians and killing them. And God enabled him and he counted him faithful, putting me into the ministry. Verse 13. Maxi, who was before a blasphemer? He's remembering who he was. He was a blasphemer and a persecutor. You were a dangle before God called you. God enabled you, disabled you from being a dangle, disabled you from being a scamp. That's why I'm even saying scheme. There are many of you, from where you came from, your background, from where God has brought you, it will be one of the greatest mistakes you make in your life to forget and not walk on a path of ministry. He said, I was a blasphemer and a persecutor. Can you whisper to yourself what you used to be? Just tell yourself. Don't tell anybody. Tell yourself what you used to be. Just yourself. Don't tell anybody. I was. Who was before? Pastor Kamsi is ashamed to say. He's ashamed to say. Yeah. Yeah. Say to yourself who you used to be. That now you hold a microphone. That now you have people you call and say, come to church. You have people you visit. You have people you gather. You tell people, come till Saturday 8 o'clock and they come. Saturday 5 o'clock and they come. Look at where you came from. Some of you have tattoos that remind you of your foolishness. Some of you have holes in your ears. When you used to dress like some jumbie or something. About 4 earrings you put in your ears like an Ethiopian damsel. Yeah. If it wasn't ministry, nobody would choose you for anything. You have to understand how nobody, you think about it. If it wasn't ministry, how can you get people to preach to? How can you even stand in a pulpit if it wasn't God choosing you to be in the ministry? Because when it comes to ministry, pulpit is free. You can take any pulpit and put anything on it. Alive Chapel International, International Chapel Gospel Traffic, International Light of the Gospel. It's only ministry that, even without credentials, without certificate, without anything, you can just start ministry. You start a hospital without a certificate. You got to lock up. Start law. Practice law without a certificate. Do all the things. Even car. You drive a car without driver's license. One day, somebody will fish from your pocket. You will fish big fishes from your pocket. It's only ministry that you can take a small room or take a school or somewhere and put something there and say that I am a man of God. And people will come and people will not say anything. It's only ministry. You can't present yourself in this world as anybody without credentials, without background check. The only place is ministry. Say, I'm a pastor. So he's a pastor. Oh, he's a pastor. Oh, okay, you're a pastor. There's nothing like show your ID, show your certificate, show your whatever. There's nothing like that. Once you present yourself as a pastor, you're a pastor. If you say you're a hairdresser, you have to do a hair. You have to hairdresser. Oh, okay, you have to do the hair. You're a seamstress, you got to do something. If you're a pastor, you know people don't even have to know where your church is. They will accept you as a pastor. Paul and his wife Silas. Yeah. Such a glorious place. He said, who was before a blasphemer and then persecutor and injurious? But he said, but I obtained mercy. I obtained this because I did it ignorantly and in unbelief. So the man is remembering where he came from. And he's saying exactly that he did not qualify to be in ministry. Do you qualify to be in ministry? Mary Asafwa, do you qualify to be in ministry? Who qualifies to be in ministry here? Karen Samuels. You qualify to be in ministry? Qualification? Ministry? Who said so? So why would you now abandon ministry? Why? You don't do that. Once a pastor, you must fight to always be a pastor. Yeah, once a shepherd, you must always fight to maintain your position, because it is God who has counted you faithful and has placed you there. Honey, once a honey, always a honey, with bees. Yeah. Nika.
You see, don't give your husband problems, oh, because you're on the stage. I'll remove you from the stage immediately. You let your husband tell me one problem, I'll remove you the next day.
You should know that your humility to your husband gives you right to stand here. No sex, no food, no loving. That's what keeps you here. Remembrance Day puts you here. If there's no Remembrance Day, you sit at the back. You have to remember how you came here, because sometimes, even with all the lack of training, when you are somewhere, you lash it upon the person you live with in the house, because you think that you are something.
I'm talking about ministry.
Rafael was saying that the last time he was trying to store a honey's number on his phone, and he could not remember her name. I don't know why he was trying to remember her name when she's honey. Sister Lonnie. Where are all those nice names?
She just honey to me. She's just honey here. If she lives here,
she'll get back her name. Shonet Singh. The only black Indian. Oh, Shonet Singh. Sing. Shonet Singh. Honey will disappear.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, you should remember Sharon Adams. You should remember her. If you live in this country, this Shepherd House Lighthouse country, you should remember people who came, Nadab and Abihu, and you remember them, Aaron, remember the Miriam, remember this. Sharon Adams is also part of our history.
Yeah. And you can go and tell her tonight it's okay.
She's part, and she, when you go to heaven, she'll be part of the history. Her judgment will be connected to the church. It's not a joke.
Not a joke. Yeah.
My judgment is also connected to the church. Each one of you here, your judgment is connected to the church. Tomorrow, if you're here and not anymore, God will judge you connected to the church, because it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful, not unfaithful. Yeah. So you should see that ministry is not like you deserve something. That you are paid. No, you have to remember where you came from. Remembrance of that will help you stay on course in ministry. If God has called you to sing, sing for Him. If God has called you to preach, preach for Him. If God has called you to gather people for Him. Whatever God has called you to do, please continue until the end of your days. Continue until the end of your days. Reverend Isaiah was telling us a while ago, there's a pastor who is selling, I think the church is even sold. There's a pastor in Babies, he's selling his church. Including the people in the church. Yeah, he's confused. He's selling the church building. And it's like, if the church building is sold, then the people, it's like... So he's trying to tell Reverend his son if he's interested. Can you believe it? That is somebody who has forgotten how he even got the building. Hey, people like that, when they go to hell, it won't be easy for them. Ministry is one of the beautiful things you can ever find yourself in. It's beautiful. Very beautiful. The life I live, I have it because of ministry. I'm telling you. Who would come to this dark place on a Tuesday night if it wasn't ministry? Where you all come from? Where you all come from? You came from where? Me, Jackson. Me know where you all come from. Canal number 2 Porter in the night? What's wrong with you? At the back?
People frighten this place. But I also don't know where people don't frighten. East of Penitence, people say they won't come there. Every place people don't come there. So it's a thief and bandits and all of that. So where else should we go? Heaven? Okay, we'll go to heaven. Yeah. If it wasn't ministry, where would you be tonight? Where would I be tonight? Carla, where would you be tonight? Somebody be snitching you somewhere or somewhere on roads out there. Somewhere. Lights off, but you are the candle. I tell you. No, ask yourself, if it wasn't ministry, where would you be? Tuesday evening, Chantel. Chantel. Somebody from the down will be holding you at the back of your mother's house. Yeah, from the dam. Yeah, I know people who fall in love with people around the same damn area there. I have evidence. I have proof. Yeah, Tandy, you too. Cry. Is La Penitence damn there? And the night, girl? There's something about a dam. Yeah. Like your mother will be hollering. You're hollering. You're calling for you. Calling for you. They are not even grateful that you have found church. Yeah. Because they have forgotten how they were when they grew up. Forgotten. That you now are on a certain path. They are not grateful to God. But if it wasn't the church and for ministry, oh, I'm sure you could have been pregnant by now. Yeah. But pregnant for the second time. Yeah. No, you have to remembrance keeps you on track. I tell you. Now, you see, there are a lot of Guyanese who have migrated to America who have forgotten where they came from. I remember walking into a phone shop in the Bronx, Fordham Road, and a guy was East Indian, the Indian Guyanese, Indo-Guyanese. And I said, no, I'm phone, I want a phone, I should give me a discount. I said, So I'm going to Guyana. I said, Guyana? I'm from Guyana. I said, you're from Guyana? He said, yeah. He put on his American accent. He said, he's from Berbice. I said, Berbice? When's the last time you came to Guyana? I said, oh, since he came to America, he's never been back. Because you forgot. Berbice, you in the night when you want to do number two, you got to get out of the house and go to the back. You forgotten that? No flashing either. It is called Wheat Him. Forgotten. Yeah. No water needed. Nothing. Yeah. No GW. In the night. Yeah. He has forgotten. He has forgotten. That is why many families are still in the way they are. Because even though their people from their homes have migrated, they have not looked back to improve where they came from. Leonora, where the president is from, they've started constructing a mall. A mall is coming in Leonora. Why? Because somebody lives there. You have to remember where you're from. People come from the schemes and things, and when they migrate, they come back. It's Marriott Hotel, they sleep. Marriott Hotel. 1 week, they're gone. You know, they came from the dam. Life on the dam, yeah. But when they are there, they forget that it's a wooden house. And that when it rains, the yard. I mean, some of the places that people live in, where we know them, when it rains, you wonder how they walk in the yard. Ah! And then now they're in America. Forgotten that a bag of cement is not even $10. A bag of cement is just around $6. And they can actually buy a whole canter full of cement and do something. Yet they forget. It's forgetfulness that makes them not come back and develop there where they came from. They've forgotten. They don't care. Get an American passport. They say, I'm an American. You are American. When I walk through DLK Airport, I hear Guyanese with all the American. I hear they say tree. They want to say, oh, yeah, tree. I said, that's a Guyanese. Yeah, tree. I said, you don't even say tree is a Guyanese. yeah, you. The O is A. God. Lies. You used to call my daughter Lies. Lies. Yeah. I walked to JFK. They take your bag and put it on the carousel and they try to speak American English. And you hear tree. Then you turn and say, use Guyanese? Say, yeah. I say, of course. my ears are open. I can hear the tree. They don't want to have anything with Guyana. And they use it. Oh, it's racism. It's racial. There's nothing. You have forgotten where you came from. Remember, the ministry is something beautiful God has called you into. And you must stay. And God's remembrance makes you walk in your calling. Stand to your feet, please. My time is up. Time is up. Remember your calling. If you are called, remember it. Don't forget it. Don't forget it. Don't forget it. Don't forget it. Thank you, Lord. Give me you. Everything else can wait. Give me you. I know I'm not too late. Lord, give me you. An honor. Give me you. Oh, I remember where God took you from. Remember, don't forget. It's a Christian virtue to remember how far God has brought you. Remember, He's the one who has brought you thus far.
I'm glad you see through eyes of love a hopeless grave, an empty grave. If not for grace, oh, where would I be?
Somebody who's grateful tonight. Somebody who's grateful tonight. Sing to the glory of God.
Tonight, we honor you and we give you praise. Everything we are, everything we're experiencing would not have been possible if it wasn't for the blood and the cross. If it wasn't for Jesus, it wouldn't have been here. And therefore, we thank you. We remember the works of your hands. You are our life sustainer, our deliverer, our comforter, and our joy. You have brought us thus far. We cannot take that far away. We remember, it is you who has covered us and helped us through the difficulties we have gone through in life. Because if it was you on our side, it wouldn't be where we are today. We are grateful. We are grateful, Lord. We are grateful tonight. A case that would have been hopeless, an empty place, but grace has qualified us in places where we are today. We thank you, we bless you, we honor you. Let us continue as Christians with these virtues. Remember us, always remember where we came from. We honor you tonight, we give you praise in Jesus' name.
And now the God of heaven be gracious unto you for the rest of the week. May Wednesday, tomorrow, Thursday, Friday, Saturday be days that you encounter him through signs and wonders. May his protection continue to hover over your life. As you go out and you come in, may every step you make and you take be a blessing. The blood of Jesus covers you even as you leave here tonight. You will arrive safe without issues and incidents in your house tonight. Every trap, every evil has been taken away and destroyed on your behalf in the name of Jesus. You are blessed and you are somebody who remembers and is grateful. Walk in peace and in the blessings of the Lord in Jesus' name. Amen.
May his favor be upon you and 1,000 generations and your family and your children and their children and their children. May his favor be upon you and 1,000 generations and your family and your children and their children and their children. Your family.
We believe you have been blessed by the powerful teaching of God's Word. For booking and more information on the ministry of Bishop Collins, please call us on 592-225-6760 or email us at shepherdhousegy@gmail.com. You can also log on to www.shepherdhouseinternational.org. God richly bless you.